We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I really just want to talk about nuts. Can we do that?
Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me when you say that.
I just want to talk about nuts.
I'm offended.
When you hear the story, you will too. Jordana Paul, Dan Cook at the helm, and Gail Rosenblum from the Star Tribune joining us in studio as she tries to do every Thursday to inspire us, because Gail edits the Inspired column that you see every Saturday in the Star Tribune. Hey, girl.
Hey, Gail.
Hey. Glad to be back.
We were also commiserating about Passover and how we are so tired of eating matzah and we're tired of, we're missing our favorite foods. But just a few more days.
When's it over?
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday?
Yeah. So we can see the end. Yeah.
The end is in sight.
The end in sight. Yes. Right.
So I won't be constipated anymore, Paul. So that'll be fun. That'll be better for you, Too much information,
you know,
Gail.
What they call a hysterical female.
Okay, again.
Constipated.
I'm glad I showed up today.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My
See what you walked into, Gail?
I am so glad I'm here.
Yeah, every now and
I'm
then.
Hold your hand.
We're
Jordana,
live, right? Everybody knows we're
Jordana.
Yeah, we are.
Jordana
live.
Overshares.
Yeah. Okay, nuts.
Tell us about.
Let's talk about nuts.
Hazelnuts. Not just any kind of nuts, hazelnuts.
So this is a great story. I'm so happy. I actually have a tree on the cover of Inspired this week. I was thinking we've had dogs on the cover and lots of people and lots of that. We've never had a bush, a beautiful hazelnut bush. Fine. So it's a great story. Very counterintuitive. You wouldn't think of it, but it's a new cash crop potentially for farmers in Minnesota. And the beauty about hazelnuts is that A, they taste great, but B, they're native, believe it or not, they're native to Minnesota.
I did not know that.
And they go deep into the earth and can protect the soil from runoff into our lakes.
Hmm.
So farmers who are looking for alternatives to soybeans, and then just consumers who are looking for sort of an alternative to the almonds that we're all eating. And they're trying to crossbreed it with the Eastern, with the European version. A lot of the hazelnuts are grown in, I think, Turkey. And they grow, the trees grow taller there, and they're very plentiful, but they don't have the hardiness that the Minnesota hazelnuts have. So they're trying to marry the two and have this perfect hazelnut tree right here in Minnesota.
But again,
one
of the benefits is less runoff.
Less runoff.
It holds
because
the soil.
Go down into the earth. They really dig deep and they can protect the soil.
The reason that Gail, of course, is telling us about hazelnuts is because there's a story on Saturday about how farmers and scientists are looking for another cash crop. They want to, and Paul, as you know this, we want to reduce our reliance on things like corn and
monoculture. Monoculture, crop rotation, best practices. A lot of farmers are doing that now, rotating.
And it turns out hazelnuts, like who knew that
who
they
knew?
Were native here. So we're going to have a strong crop of this. But are we, as you're saying, they're trying to marry it with a European. So this is going to be a new breed of hazelnuts?
Yes, that's right. And they have been working on this for years. So it's just getting legs right now. And they're trying to convince farmers to join this sort of interesting experiment and see where it can go. But it's really interesting.
And these are scientists at the U.
Yeah, we've got U in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Scientists, researchers, farmers. Huh. I've got a farmer that we've featured in the story who talks about he's leading this million tree kind of push to do it. So it's just a fascinating story about it. You know, it's very Minnesota story. It really is.
What do they look like? Do you know what a hazelnut tree or
they're
bush?
Little.
What do they call
they're,
it? They,
well, it is a tree, but it's actually like 3 feet tall. I mean, they're small. So when I say tree, it's a little bit of a misnomer. But they're kind of sparse. We'll show you pictures. You'll get to see pictures of them.
Do they give off an aroma? Like hazelnut?
That,
like, does it smell like hazelnut coffee if you plant them in your yard?
That's a really good question. I don't know. We don't have a scratch and sniff version yet. But,
that would be cool.
I think in 2020.
Gail, can you work on that?
Talk to the folks at the strip about that.
You know
what?
We got to be doing new things to keep readers.
Tell Suki I thought of it.
I will tell Suki that you thought of it. I actually like that idea.
I wonder how hazelnuts do in wet soil. I mean, springs are trending wetter. Southern Minnesota, the farmers. every farmer I talk to, you know, Paul, you're killing me. It's too wet. We can't get into the fields.
Well,
we can't get the yields that we need.
So there's a lot of high hopes for those.
Yeah,
for this hardy,
very hardy,
yeah, rooted alternative. So we'll see.
There's an app for everything.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
there's a relationship yeah. ad that reminds couples to express gratitude.
Yeah, in case you need it.
Well,
so it's going to beep and remind me to be nice to my husband.
I know what you joke, but that's exactly what it does. In fact, I have a picture of the app, and it'll say at 8 o'clock a.m., tell your spouse why you are grateful for him or her. At noon,
kinda
say
like
something
that.
That will make your spouse laugh, etc. But it actually is based in a lot of science. I mean, the app, if you download the app, there is tremendous research behind it, and you can get lots of information on benefiting your communication. Your sex lives, your relationship with your kids. There's lots of good information on it. A lot of people who are skeptical are writing reviews saying, I'm actually pretty surprised how good it is, how robust it is, how much good science is behind the app. But it does also tell you these little things, like at 8 o'clock, just say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because these little things, I think, create bigger moments and greater appreciation between couples.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm doing 12 things, but I'm still thinking.
You shouldn't know that I'm thinking
you.
About you because an app reminded me
yeah.
to. But, you know, then eventually it becomes a habit and you just keep doing it. So it's interesting. And it's connected to The Knot, the big wedding site, The Knot, is involved with this. So it's just started about a year ago.
I love it.
It's really pretty smart.
I think it's because really we do get busy.
We get busy.
It is sometimes a nice shift in consciousness. When you're busy, you're working, you're trying to get dinner on the table, you hear the ding that says, say something nice, and you're like, oh, let me take a minute.
I need to.
But does that work with radio co-hosts? Is there like a special version where every
now and then? I'm going to
watch.
I'm not nice enough.
Say something nice to me?
Yeah, I'll put that on my phone. What's the app called? Is it out and out and about yet?
It is called, what is the app called? It's got a, oh my goodness.
Gotta search gratitude app.
Yeah, no. I can't even remember what it's called, but
I'm going to search it up.
It's called Lasting. It's called Lasting.
Lasting.
Excellent. Which is interesting. That's optimistic, isn't it? We want to have lasting relationships.
Absolutely.
So.
I will be putting that on my husband's phone and Paul's phone and Dan's phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting is you and your spouse or partner do an assessment before you get started, and then you compare notes. So that's the way you start. How was our communication? How's our sex life? How's everything? And then you start the deeper digging into your relationship issues. So it's pretty
excellent.
Pretty interesting. But also, I think you should go see people, you know, go to counselors. I'm not saying this is a good only. I think this is an addition to seeking out face-to-face therapy.
Does it ding to have you sex?
You know,
11 p.m. ding. Hold on one second. Give
11 p.m. That's so
whatever.
Late. I'm already asleep.
10.
I'm already asleep.
There you go. Sex time. All right. Let's get busy.
Is that all it takes, really? Like Pavlov.
Got to do with the app says.
Okay.
You got to schedule everything, Paul. You know that,
hey, honey,
right? Everything.
Check out the time, honey.
Everything gets scheduled these days. It's important to schedule it all.
We have really devolved into our
Yeah, we have.
What happened today?
Gone from bad to worse. Last story, players who are deaf play with others who have hearing.
Sweet
How
story.
Does that work?
So it's a really sweet story. So I don't know if some of your listeners remember, there was Mike Glenn for a long, long time ago. He played for the New York Knicks, and his father was also a coach. And when his father was a young coach, he used to work with young players who were deaf. And so this young man watched his father in these teams and just decided that this was really something to bring people together and on the court. So for 40 years, 4,000 kids, he's had this summer camp in Georgia. Started in New York, now it's in Georgia. And every summer, these kids flock to this summer camp, mostly teenagers. Most of them are kids who are deaf, but there are lots of kids who are not. They play together. This coach knows sign language. And he said that these young people were so isolated, they weren't allowed to play the game way back when. But his father taught him that there's no reason why they can't be on the court playing basketball. So it's just been this amazing thing, and this is the 40th year of it. And it is a really inspiring story. We have a sweet photo of the coach sign language, doing some sign language with two of the players. It's actually a really sweet
story.
Very
cool. Really looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah,
I look
one.
Forward to every edition.
Thank you.
But especially
this is a fun
Saturday.
Lot going on with this Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.